In a couple of hours, Julian Assange of WikiLeaks is due in court in London. He's fighting extradition to Sweden, where he faces questions about alleged sexual misconduct. Among Americans, Assange is either hailed as a champion of free speech, a fearless hero with flying keyboard instead of cape, but he's also equally reviled as a despicable hacker, a spy, and a dangerous man.
The U.S. Justice Department is searching for some way to charge Assange as a criminal, but they can't try him for treason because he's not American. He's Australian by birth. Assange himself asked in an editorial why the Australian government is not defending him, a question that protesters in his home state of Queensland also seem to be asking. Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard called Assange's actions disgraceful, and the government is investigating WikiLeaks to determine if Assange has broken any Australian laws. This protester says that's nonsense.
Miss Gillard, shame, absolute shame. Miss Gillard has said the WikiLeaks activities are illegal, but she can't tell us what the laws are that they have broken.
Assange has now replaced Mel Gibson as the most talked about Australian in the world, and he's certainly giving the Prime Minister more trouble than the actor ever did. For her part, Gillard has made it clear she is no fan of WikiLeaks.
I absolutely condemn the placement of this information on the WikiLeaks website. It's a grossly irresponsible thing to do and an illegal thing to do.
But the man she beat to become Prime Minister disagrees. Foreign Affairs Minister and former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has been speaking out and stirring the pot, all the more intriguing given the fact that Rudd has himself been a victim of the WikiLeaks cables. Rudd described one former American ambassador as a mistake-prone control freak. Not that this bothers Rudd at all. It's all water off a duck's back, a figure of speech he used over and over in this Jon Stewart-esque talk show host reminding him.
You through the day and water off a duck's back. I think I might have heard that already today. Just watch this, Kevin.
Frankly, mate, it's water off a duck's back. Frankly, we should just take it like water off a duck's back.
For me, this is all just water off a duck's back.
But okay. Rudd is also continually defending Assange and criticizing Australia's closest ally, America. And in this, Rudd might be tapping a lifeline to public opinion there in Australia.
There is absolutely a danger that Julian Assange becomes a folk hero and that in the movie Julian and Julia, Julian ends up being the more popular figure.
That's Annabelle Crabb of ABC, one of Australia's leading political commentators. She sees parallels between Assange and David Hicks, the only Australian held at Guantanamo Bay. Hicks's detention without trial ended up costing the Conservative government of John Howard.
In these circumstances, you have to be fairly sure of your ground before you mount the sort of attack that Julia Gillard has against Julian Assange. And I think that she may suffer from being unable to locate any firm ground on which to continue to take this stand.
Or locating the U.S. on a map, perhaps. At the risk of generalizing, okay, most Australians do like to think of themselves as anti-authoritarian. And seemingly they've gravitated towards this particular underdog, at least outside of official channels. The U.S. may think that Assange is a threat to the U.S. government, but he's also a problem for those in power in the place he likes to call home.
Traveling in a freight out combi, a hippie trail head full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous, took me in and gave me breakfast. She said, do you come from a land down under?